Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo.
More people listen to a pissy at patriots.com podcast than WEI.
Alex Reamer.
He shouldn't be on Sunday mornings. He doesn't want to be on Sunday mornings. His attitude sucks, quite frankly, and he should just be stripped off that show.
Jermaine Wiggins.
I guarantee it'll be the worst move the Lakers ever did in their life, and they'll never win another championship. Guaranteed.
And Rob Bradford.
Coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there, so this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. This should be a lot of fun.
On Sports Radio, WEEI.
I'm following the juice.
Reamer, Wiggy, Bradfo, 11 o'clock, brought to you by KM Franks. The juice, that's right.
Yeah, I'm following OJ.
Speaking
of
which,
he has a lot of getting even to do, OJ Simpson.
Can't wait
to see what he
tweets.
Media stars coming up at the end of the hour,
yes,
right?
Yes,
right before Red Sox pregame. What a better segue.
I think you need to go hotter at Ken and Curtis, because they make you sound like you're lazy.
Yeah, they took it to you.
Oh,
yeah.
And I took it to him on Friday's show.
No, I heard Friday's show.
I told them.
You didn't really take it
Why?
To him.
I mean, listen.
I listened to
saying
it.
Saying that there are a lot of bad looks in radio. Having me on the air Sunday morning is most certainly not one of them.
Do you want to do this show?
I do today.
No, let's get this out here right now.
Yes.
Do you want to do
this
show?
Throw it on the table.
Yes. Yeah, my name is on it. Of course I do.
No. It has nothing to do with your names are on plenty of shows.
It would be.
Do you want to do this show?
Yes, I want to do every show.
No.
I did the overnight
show. He's
being fraudulent, Bradford. He's not going to answer.
Listen, Wiggy
First
and I
are like drunk Curtis.
We want to
feel... I sound like I'm drunk on the air. Please, give me a break.
All right, forget that.
That's an insult to my professionalism.
We are dedicated, as I said, we have only agreed to do this show if we are committed to making it the absolute best, number one, committed not only for these 3 hours or whatever they are, but throughout the course of the week, the best Sunday show of all time.
Right.
And... in order to do that, we need all-in commitment.
Dan
I don't want to. When you say you want to do, you'll do any show. You want to do any show. Yes, I understand. You are very committed to the station.
Thank
you. You do the overnight
you cut
and everything
me,
else.
I bleed WEI, not even
but,
blood.
No.
I just bleed
but,
our
but,
calls.
But there is no other show which you are dedicated to this because, like you said, your name is on this show.
It is. That's right.
Because you have no other show.
And I got to be honest with you. The point.
Right. But I'm committed to this
the
show.
Point that they brought up, which is, you know, and you said this to me before on Sundays, you know, it's Saturday nights in Plymouth.
Listen, I'm saying, you know, when I'm
do you
dancing
want to
my
do the
face
show?
Off at 2 in the morning, the first thing I want to do is wake up at 7:30 and see my friends Jermaine Wiggins and Rob Bradford. Of
so
course.
So that's
Are
saying
you
that you don't
me?
You don't want to do this show.
He doesn't have the balls enough to just come out and tell the truth.
Just do you want to do the show?
Should I love doing the show?
No,
absolutely.
Now you're placating Curtis listen, and Ken because
well, do,
you know
I mean,
they're listening.
Do we want to do anything? We all just want to sit around and do nothing, right?
I want to do the show.
I mean,
I enjoy doing the show.
Listen, I am Father's Day is for both of us, right? We could be basking in the in comfort of being fed grapes by our kids.
What do you think's going to happen Sunday's during
I enjoy
football
it once
season?
We get going.
You know?
Well, I'm a football expert in my flag football
but,
career.
But I mean, I'd like
I'm
to be
over
I'd like
months.
To be sitting home watching the football game. You know how many opportunities I got to do pregame football shows for the Patriots between 9 and 12 on a Sunday?
And what do you say?
I said, "Well, you know what? I'll get back to you. I'll see what's going to happen."
Oh.
But for now,
this show
I'm focused
has on the Wiggy
and I am too.
Show featuring
my prediction is that this show is such a soaring
and
success
when he wants to be here.
And supplies so much content for the station
what
that
content?
We will be. The whole station talks about us every Monday through Friday. Is it right, Rob? I mean, we supply.
Do you realize who the real lightning rod of this station
me.
Is? No,
me.
You've been you like your claim. You said you've been here. 2 years.
Two plus.
Two
but I've
plus
been banned,
years.
Suspended.
You've been banned in this, that,
so
and the
it's
other.
Been a little, you
right.
know.
But the only person.
Been a little, you know.
The
uneven.
Only person that has highlighted you or made you kind of like, all right, I Team Ream. The whole Team Ream
My
is
people.
Because of me.
No, Team Ring was around long before you.
No, 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 because I'm the one, once you took shots at me, I'm the one who put the pressure on your neck and said,
no, it's good. Competition is good.
Well, clap back.
And Team Ream rallied to my defense this week, and you were absolutely rattled, responding to all of them.
I was never rattled.
You were rattled
this
week.
I was getting
you were the one who was rattled this week,
I was getting text messages from upper management saying, leave him alone.
David Field?
He feels like he's being bullied. I had to go to Pennsylvania and have a lunch to say,
yep, well,
here's, you cannot bully. And I'm like, bully? I did nothing. This guy came at me first.
Yep. So rattled.
That's what it is. Yep. We had high-level meetings, David Fields, investors. Yep.
And I heard
mess with me,
Wiggy. Ken and yep. Curtis talk about, more Ken than anything, how Mutt can't even work with him.
Because I'm too intelligent for Mutt. That's a put down on Mutt. Mutt can't keep up with me intellectually, Wiggy, according to Ken Laird.
No, because I think when you and Jerry get into the political talk, what you do
and
to
I'm
most
saying,
people
why should I be punished for Mutt's, why should I be punished for Mutt's lack of intelligence? I mean, come on. I'm such an incredible intellect. I mean,
are we going to talk? Let's talk about gun violence in Chicago.
Let's do
so
it.
The boogeyman keeps popping up and causing
it is. I want to talk about. I want to get a definitive answer, Alex.
What? You're not going to get one, Bradford.
Yes, I want to do the show. I like being on the radio. Last year, last year at this time, I wasn't even back on the air. I would have given my left arm for any time slot. So of course, I want to do the show.
No, see, this is damning with faint praise. That is basically like saying no. Because you're saying what your answer was, I like being on the radio.
I do.
I feel fortunate that I'm on the radio after not being on the radio.
I
don't care if you're on the radio, whatever time slot you're on the radio. I care about this show.
I said
this show right here. This show.
What do you want me to say?
We already know, Bradford. We know from last week, right? How when he gave his
ad
rant, when he gave his rant, and he was like, "I'm not dancing for these people,"
right? They,
and that's so that he feels like if he's on Sunday, it's just dancing.
No. I thought that you attacking me, and then they wanted me to respond histrionically, which I did not do all week. Again, I don't think I lost my mind at all.
They wanted you to respond.
I'm not good, but I'm not gonna dance for them. Not happening.
See,
that's what I said, I stuck to my words.
This
all
is
week
where,
long.
Like, you keep viewing this show as like I'm dancing for these people.
Right.
I'm giving content for
these
people.
You know how this show is?
This is the reality of this show. It is the highest rated show at the station right now.
Right.
Right? It is the highest rated show at the station right now.
True.
So if that's the case, then why do we care about we're happy to give content to everybody else. We're happy.
They give us content. Haven't we played
content
you guys, from
Glenn has popped in the studio like five times today.
Well, I need to know that we are all in on this together for us to
content,
feel like a team.
Content,
I feel like we're pitted against each other,
but
Jermaine.
That's fine.
We're
being
teammates
pitted
here.
It's about the most important thing, the collective
goal. It is in our best interest to work well with each other.
You've already said
Jerry's not going to be on at all this summer.
That's Jerry. Listen, we can't control what Jerry's going to do.
We're not worried about Jerry. We're worried about this show.
Have you not noticed
that Bradford and I are probably the most, the most innovative and when it comes to coming up with ideas and content, creating and thinking outside the box? And that's this show here. So, listen, the morning show should be coming to us.
They come
to me and say that. Maybe not you, but I do get that. Hey,
no.
Wiggy, what could we
listen,
do to be
Alex,
better?
You are a valued member of this show.
You are a valuable member of the website.
You're a valued member of this show, the highest rated show.
I hate to feel like it's just
entire,
in good,
one
in good
second.
Faith here.
So, you are a valued member of this show. I don't care about your thing with the other shows. I don't care. I care about this show.
Leave it alone. Right? The other shows don't want you. And
no, that's not true either.
Well, they want them, but they want them just so they can have content.
It's all good. We can take their content. They can take our content.
Last week, driving in angry, I even said I had a bad attitude entering the show last week, and you coming at me was not what I wanted to do. So I was in a bad mood.
I didn't come at you.
And I viewed it as me dancing for them.
It was a bad 15 minutes.
But I don't view this show show as me dancing for them. This is a show.
No,
and I
thank
love that
you.
We supply content for the whole station.
Exactly.
To talk
there
about
you go.
All week long.
Now we're on the trolley.
Yes. I've always been on the trolley.
Well, we'll see
I'm
how,
the one,
we'll
I'm
see
the
how
one,
long
I'm the one leading
for.
This trolley, okay? You no. guys are actually just passengers on my train.
Well, the only reason why you're leading it because.
I'm a great host.
Neither one of us can speak.
Yeah, exactly.
All three of them are really. It's well the strangest collection of individuals.
If you allow me to lead it, I'll lead it.
Straight, very oh, off the track.
You got the
so
trending,
like the
you got the trending written, by the way?
Yeah, I got trending. I got hit in the post.
But,
oh,
but, I, but, oh, I, but I have to read the sponsors because the sponsors only want me reading it.
Let's hear my
dulcet tones.
Yeah, your energy when you read the sponsors.
Yes.
This is brought to you by the Hair Club for Men.
My dulcet tones, exactly.
If you're
they
really
like
looking to get some, if you're bald and you want hair.
Big audience for us.
Go see Dr. Leonard.
1-800-GET-HAIR.
1-800-GET-HAIR.
Let him read the sponsor.
Okay. Let's listen to the
Go.
Energy.
Maria Garcia. Maria Yarabella. Martinez Garcia. Excuse me.
Dominican I thought you were reading the sponsor.
Blogger. Oh, no. I was reading the Ortiz story.
Well, you just said
you
were
going to
read
the sponsor. Right,
Feldman Land Surveyors is sponsoring 11 o'clock trending. They're not sponsoring the 11:13 segment.
Okay, well, now they get two for the price of one.
There you go.
Go ahead.
Put the heat on you here, Rob.
No, yeah. So Jerry wants to figure out why we have not gone down to Dominican.
Because hold on. Will you just set it up here?
All right.
The Daily Mail reports that Ortiz was shot because he's having an affair with this fashion vlogger, Maria Yarabella Martinez Garcia, who's involved with a drug lord, who they say put out the hit on Ortiz. Daily Mail has it, Rob. New York Post has mm-hmm. it. Boston Globe, though, has not published her name, and neither right. has WEI.com. Why have we not talked about the motive, the alleged motive?
Well, I don't know. We haven't? I thought we've put a post on it, haven't we?
We have.
I mean, when the Daily Mail came out originally, I said, hey, you know, hold off on it because the Daily Mail has been wrong about a lot of stuff.
Jerry says they get it right all the time.
Yeah, well, of course. Exactly. Yes. I was just going to say some of the list of things that Jerry wanted us to put up on the website, which probably wouldn't have worked out too well. But, yeah. So when the Daily Mail came out, and Wiggy, my apologies. I didn't know anything about your report. I didn't know that you
knew
about
it. Well,
you
weren't listening to Wiggy Week, so that's
right.
what that tells me.
I mean, you clearly did it on the podcast that is somewhere on the Minnesota Vikings website. But it's when that came out. When that initial report came out,
Monday,
the Daily, I think we did aggregate the New York Post thing, didn't we?
We aggregated maybe the Dirty Cop.
Okay,
but that was part. But that's where the Daily Mail was wrong, because the Daily Mail originally reported the Dirty Cop was
right.
the alleged shooter.
I think the biggest thing is that this has been the lesson starting on that night when in the middle of the third period of the Bruins game when the Ortiz news started coming out. So you have to be careful.
Right.
Yeah, you really, really have to be careful because even in that 3-4 hour time span, a lot of people were wrong. And a lot of it, fair or not, is you take the places that are reporting it and you see, are they reputable? You know, like for instance, who was it? It wasn't a New York, maybe it was a New York Times. New York Times came out with something and it was like, yeah, you know what? But the New York Times is down there with an army of reporters.
Oh no, right. If New York Times runs with something, I feel totally comfortable reprinting it. And here's why I'm going to defend the Boston Globe, not going with this Maria Garcia rumor, because all the Daily Mail has is a receipt of a car mm-hmm. that Ortiz bought her a day before the shooting, $85,000 Lexus. We have video of her in the waiting room of the hospital when Ortiz is in, you know, an emergency surgery.
Well, she's
getting the altercation.
She's yelling and screaming
yeah, she's
at somebody.
But, you know, on its own, that doesn't prove that Ortiz is having some sort of affair with her. It doesn't prove that she's with a drug lord. It doesn't prove that's why the hit is out. So the Boston Globe sourcing, I think, has a much higher standard than the Daily Mail.
To answer, I understand why the Globe hasn't published her name. To answer your question, exactly that. So to answer Jerry's question is that, all right, the Daily Mail comes out with that story, and that's what we have, right? That's all. You just said it yourself. So you have to be somewhat careful. You can still mention some of the particulars about it, but you can't just like be throwing everything that's out there.
Can't you if you're going to put it out there, because it's all speculation at the end of the day, right? Now this
it depends. Now we there's a lot of stuff.
Why would
Wiggy.
You? Okay, so why would David Ortiz buy a fashion or an IG model an $84,000 vehicle? If he's a married man.
Absolutely part of the conversation.
She says they're close family friends.
Okay, so they're close family friends, right? But there are other people out there that are speculating that they are hooking up. So we don't know what the truth is, right? So when we talk about anything or we now say stuff about stories that are out there, unless it's facts and we have legitimate facts, everything that we really say is all speculation. It's all
hearsay. I think that we've been pretty careful, and Alex, you tell me if you think this isn't right. We've been pretty careful about deferring to things that are coming from the police in the Dominican.
Right.
They haven't said anything.
They've said, are you kidding me?
Haven't given a motive why.
Apparently more this week.
Why David Ortiz was shot.
Right.
So
they've come out with a lot of stuff, and this is the stuff that we've surfaced.
Right.
And yeah, you know, we have. There was the thing about they were targeting what's that guy the musician that
Sicario.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they were targeting him, and well, according to the police, that wasn't the case. But if we surface that, then all right.
But
there we go.
But Jerry should know. And see, I think it's just Jerry's.
Jerry wants
his
me
narrative
to surface
like
everything with David Ortiz.
But we all know that Jerry.
We know how it is.
Well, we know Jerry doesn't like the Globe. So let's be honest.
Maybe
he doesn't like you. We don't have to
like Jerry and Bradfoe.
Well,
alone.
We don't have to hide that fact, right? So he's instantly always going to call the Globe out for something that they might not do because he's got a bullseye
right.
on his back.
He's biased.
When you think about it and you look at it, I can understand to a certain extent what he's saying because they should at least say, hey, this is the speculation out there. These are the rumors. But they don't
Why? They're a newspaper. Why? Well, they're not going to report just speculation. They have to have some sort of sourcing.
Well, but if there's sourcing out there, you could say these are the rumors.
Has the Herald
barely even exists.
But it's common.
We're talking about newspaper. All we have are these newspapers.
Right, but it's common sense because who owns the Boston Globe?
Oh, John Henry.
Right. Ortiz is a beloved son of the Boston.
And he put a target on his back because of it.
So why would you crap where you eat? That's stupid. You're not going to instantly go at this guy or try to turn over rocks to maybe find some negative.
Naturally, they will probably be a little more careful with David Ortiz than they were with
That's the way they should be. Robert,
you think it's okay?
That's his boy. Yes. That's how it works in the world.
But that's not journalism.
I don't think that.
But listen, all journalism nowadays is like that, right?
I agree, that's a bad thing.
Though. Unless you're an independent journalist,
right.
Where you don't answer to somebody. And I heard Andy Hart say this, which he made a very good point, that we all have a boss that cuts the check. So we're not going to bite the hands that feeds us. If you want to do that, what's ends up going to happen is you now won't have a job. And yeah, you might find something else and bounce back and land on your feet. But there are a lot of people who don't.
But that's not a good thing, Wiggy, that corporate influence controls what's covered and what's not covered. Not a good thing.
When it comes to newspapers, if John Henry wants to be in the newspaper business, he has to understand that if there is something that the reporters can dig in on and find the information, they should be able to report it. That's how it just
happens.
But
there's no doubt that the Globe will be more careful with David Ortiz than they were with Robert Kraft. I mean, they were.
If something happened here, right? If something happened here with Jerry, right? Where, you know, he was at the, you know, Asians of Walker Spa and this, that, and the other. And
in Chelmsford. It's a good spot.
Yeah, Chelmsford, right? Things start coming out. I don't think WEI.com or even on the radio, you talk about it. So to sit here and say, oh, well, that's not journalism. They shouldn't do that. But then you would do it. It's being hypocritical. Like, say, I understand why the Globe is not, you know, going and saying.
But the Globe purports to be a newspaper that covers the news. I mean, without a bias, without covering up for people.
Doesn't WEI and what we do here on the radio, aren't we covering what's going on?
No, I think we're pretty transparent that there are certain things we can and can't discuss. Jim North Attleboro, I think, has an interesting point about this. What's up, Jim?
Yes, good morning, guys.
What's going on?
Hey, listen, this whole Ortiz shooting, I'd like to know, and it's not just the Globe, I'd like to know if the television stations and WEI and the whole media in Boston and New England itself is going to devote as much time, energy, and resources to look into the Ortiz shooting the way they did the Robert Kraft arrest?
I would say yes. I mean,
I would say certain outlets, Jim. I wouldn't say all. I would say certain outlets.
You think Nesson will be all over this?
Because people, there are a lot more people out there that love David Ortiz than they do Robert Kraft.
But here's the thing, is that the answer is yes, because we've already seen it, where television stations not only sent put people down the Dominican Republic, but they're staying there.
I think Jim's point is the the way it's covered, right? The way Crafts was covered is everybody was calling for his head. He's this, he's that.
Well, not everybody.
A lot of people. What a disgrace. How can you, you know, there are people he should sell
to. Well,
it's
a much different situation because Kraft committed a crime.
Yeah,
committed a crime.
Listen, when
David
Ortiz
you know, is
shot.
The victim here. I mean, that's the difference.
No. But we look at David Ortiz being the victim and we understand that, but the alleged rumors and speculation on why he was a victim.
But that still doesn't excuse the shooting. Like, let's say David Ortiz was having an affair with this model. Does that mean that it was okay for him to be shot?
No, I don't think he's the victim. I don't think that's it. Of course not. I'm the one who said that day one. But I think what a lot of people will do is they won't mention that being part of the story. There will be people that won't mention that. When the Kraft situation, say what you want, is committing a crime, he hasn't been charged
with it. Well, we'll see. I mean, if it's officially listed as the motive, like if the police come out this week and say the motive is there was an affair going on and this is why the hit was put out, of course outlets will cover it. If it comes from the police,
it's two different things.
If it's officially the story, it's two different things,
and one of the elements of the Ortiz thing never happened with Kraft, because all you had with Kraft are the things that we're going to be talking about with Ortiz, about the scandal,
right,
about the motivation. All that was all the Kraft stuff. We have to separate, though. The shooting was something else.
Right.
There was no element of a guy getting shot, his life almost being taken away from him in the Robert Kraft scenario.
No, I understand that. But
two different things.
But at the core of what we're talking about is they both were based in a specific scandal. And that's and when you look at it, two different outcomes, right? David Ortiz almost loses his life over this specific scandal, where in Robert Kraft's situation,
well, it's not a scandal. I mean, he got shot. It's a crime. I mean, he was
no. I understand that, but when you look at what the root of the reasoning on why he potentially might have gotten shot is because of potential scandal.
Of course, and that conversation is going to only amp up. But for this last week, especially for the first couple days after, it wasn't about that because it was about a guy being shot.
Right, I understand. Right.
But now that
we know he's you know, potentially it looks like he's out of the woods. He's gonna survive this thing. It looks like he's gonna be able to get back to somewhat of a normal life. Now people want to know, why was he in this situation? What was
the reason? But there is that sense of like, oh, let's dig and let's try to smear him, and you know, oh, he's having an affair. Like, so what? Like, if it does come out that he was having an affair,
I
don't think there's a negative connotation to that.
Well, there are going to be people who do,
and that's
the same way they viewed Robert Kraft as.
But that's actually illegal.
But now what you're doing is. When you think about a guy getting almost 80-year-old man getting a handy who's not married, who's this, that, and the other, yes, I understand it's illegal, but we all know it's a misdemeanor, right? So it's like taking a pee in public.
Ortiz, though, is totally consensual.
We're talking about the scandal.
Kraft is paying for it.
But take that away. We are talking about the root of the scandal. There are people, when you look at the Kraft situation, that look at that like, oh, my God, look what this guy did. Right? And he didn't do anything that's harmful. He's not out there. He wasn't trying. He no different than peeing in public.
Well, let me give you the correlation between the two. Is that number one, the reason that it's dug into is because you have to find out what led to a guy being shot.
Right.
And if that incorporates then cheating, you're right, Alex. You know, this isn't uncommon of a guy potentially cheating on his wife. That's not the story. Much like with Robert Kraft, it's not, believe it or not, probably going down to Jupiter, Florida, that probably isn't out of the realm of commonplace where this happens.
Right.
But much like the Ortiz thing, this is why it's being investigated, because it led to the shooting.
Right.
The reason why the Kraft thing was being investigated was because of the sex trafficking, right or wrong.
Exactly, and that's what the police said. We'll get to this more on the other side. 617-779-7937. Are we going to do a Wiggy trending here? Or the Reamer trending?
You do your trending.
Do the Wiggy trending.
But because I haven't even wrote anything
down.
Well,
just paraphrase it.
All right. Well, give it.
Where's the trending? You got a piece of paper?
I may have lost it.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm doing it off the top of my head.
The Red Sox play.
Doing it off the top of my head. Let's do it now.
The This is Boston Sports Station. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now is brought to you by Feldman Land Surveyors. Here you go, Jermaine Wiggins, right, as written by Alex Reamer.
Here's how we do trending the right way. Well, if you're a Celtics fan, prepare to take a nice dive off of, you know, not a high bridge, but a low bridge, because Anthony Davis is no longer on the table no more for the Boston Celtics, because there are reports out there, like Bradford said, that they haven't been confirmed that he would be traded to the Los Angeles Lakers for Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and three first-round picks, including the first-round pick of this year's NBA draft, 2019, which we all know is a three-player draft. The Celtics, reportedly, they didn't want to come off of Jason Tatum in the deal for Davis, which I think is absolutely dumb, and they blew it on this one. So Celtics fans, enjoy the cold water when you hit the water. The Red Sox.
Enjoy the cold water and hit the water.
Yes.
Well, rhyme water with water?
That's what's going to happen. No, it's going to when you hit the water, enjoy the cold water.
Can't rhyme water with water.
Why can't you? I just did it.
This is red hot.
Yes, the Red Sox. They defeated the Orioles. Are they back in it? I don't think so. I told you. Come hit me up on July 22nd.
Hit them up.
Hit me up on July 22nd. They beat the Orioles 7-2. Chris Sale struck out 10 batters. Hit 10 punch outs. Brian Johnson closes out the series today. First pitch at 1:05. The Yankees. Oh, you know who's on the call?
Who's on the call?
Money Man himself, Mario Brothers, Mario Impemba, and Joey with a C, Stiggs, okay? Those will be on the call. And the Yankees, they do what the Yankees do. Unlike the Red Sox, they added some power to that lineup. They traded for AL home run leader, you know his name, Edward Encarnacion from the Seattle Mariners. When you look at the deal and you look at what he's been able to do in Encarnacion, 21 home runs on the air. And that is how you do trending, where you make it fun and entertaining for the people that are listening in the car, unlike Reamer.
Dino enjoyed that. KM Hot Dogs, crafting the finest meats for four generations.
You got to have some hot dogs.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right back to Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
49 years, game six, and we're here. Let go!
And they are the champions. Glory, Gloria, Gloria, Gloria. I think I got your number, Gloria.
It's my favorite sound ever.
That's why the Bruins lost. They didn't have one of those guys.
Oh,
that's Brett Hull.
Classic.
Very sober Brett Hull at the Blues Parade yesterday.
Good for him. Bruins choked on
Gloria.
By the way, how are the Bruins celebrating their loss?
Yeah, Brad Marchand. Do you have a problem with that, Wiggy? Dancing shirtless with goggles?
Nah, some people like to.
The Patriots did that.
I don't have an issue at all.
Yeah, Patriots did that after they lost to Philadelphia, right?
Some people like to handle their losses in different ways.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And not everybody goes in a dock room and cries.
I mean, Marchand was crying on the bench at the end of Game 7. There's no doubt that he cared.
Mm.
Wait, he's not allowed to move on?
Sure.
Are you angry, Rob?
No, I'm not
angry. He's probably like, listen, I choked. You know what? I cried over it.
Line change a little too early.
More importantly, in case you missed it, on the big announcement.
Yes.
On 10 Bradford's o'clock hour.
Big
announcement that we're going to settle this once and for all. All this discourse on the station between Wiggy, Reamer, and Mark James.
Again, Mark James is thrown in as the distant third here.
Whatever.
We are
formally.
I think the Mark James angle is that he has some issues with a lot of people.
It's going to be like a diss track.
It's a good addition. So we are having a formal presidential debate for Dummies or whatever till you can find a better name. It's going to be maybe at a location, but we are going to have three podiums. You're going to wear suits.
We're efforting the location now.
We're efforting it on June 27th, which is a Thursday. Right. We are going to have this very formal debate. And one of the people who I had put up for a moderator, now he has to earn this right because it's a very prestigious position, is Will Fleming, obviously an integral part of the Red Sox broadcast. Will is here, just happens to be here.
You ever been a moderator? I just happen to be here. We have a game.
You ever been? I feel like you could be a good. Now I don't think that these guys are all in on.
Well,
you
no. First of all, I heard Reamer's reaction when you proposed me. That was absurd. And
what did I suppose my
he
reaction?
Said he lights up when he mentions my name.
Yeah, he does.
I light up.
That. I love Rob. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. When Rob lights up, that's a good thing.
I'm already going to be harder on him than you.
I think Will has a very, very good voice for it. I mean, a moderator is.
But doesn't he kind of like has the whole moderator?
But I can tell him that the blowback is going to be, Jerry is not going to be in favor of it.
Okay, who cares what Jerry wants?
Right, we're not going to be in favor of it at all.
Listen, Jerry's 90
You're on the Red Sox broadcast.
Jerry's 90 years old.
True.
Like my grandfather said.
Play-by-play is the easiest thing to do in the
Jerry's
world.
Jerry's got 1 foot in grave and the other one on a banana peel, okay? So we don't care what Jerry
says. Here's the thing. We have to, if we're going to do this, and I'm not saying I'm going to moderate because Jerry doesn't want me to, whatever.
Well, listen, we don't
we're
going
to have to come up with the rules, right? It's like the committees,
no rules,
the campaigns.
It's Wild West.
No.
Got to have some rules.
We've already tried the
rules.
Wild West thing. I still have bruises all over my body because of it.
Is it going to be debate questions?
It has to be, right? I mean, you got to have opening statements. We got to have
definitely an opening statement or closing statements. We got to figure out the middle.
Okay.
What's the middle?
Okay, Will. So to put you on the spot here, get ready? Okay, here we go. We got two of the three participants here. This is like a practice run for the June 27th debate. Where it's, okay, now I'll be the announcer. Now introducing the candidates, Mark James, Jermaine
Yo,
Wiggins.
Yo, what's up going on? Dalian, Dale Arnold,
Jermaine
Glenn
Wiggins,
Oldway,
and Alex Reamer. Welcome to the stage, and I present to you our moderator for the evening, Will Fleming.
I ask you to all hold your applause to the end when our both candidates have finished making their cases. Blah, blah, blah. You guys have made your opening statements, all this stuff. Jermaine Wiggins' first question comes from an audience member to you. If you were the program director of WEEI, who would be the drive time hosts on EEI?
Drive time.
We've already done this before.
With the two morons in the morning. In the morning.
Will he put himself on every show?
No, in the morning, it would be the Wiggy and Callahan show featuring the monkey, and that would be Mike Menansky. In the afternoon would be Rich Keefe, Dale Arnold, and Mark James.
Well, he's going to middays. Drive time. Right.
That's middays in the afternoon.
Well, that's
you're giving Mark James afternoon drive? What do I get?
Hold on, I ain't finished.
Okay.
And the afternoon from 2 to 6 to make your way home, it will be the one, the great Christian Fourier, with Lou Maloney, and to finish it off at the top, a Ken Laird. That would be my 2 to 6. And then taking you home at night. It would be.
30 seconds are up.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I'm not finished, y'all. Listen, the clock put it away, taking you home at nighttime.
This is the important job. I got to be like Megyn Kelly. You got to enforce the
taking
rules.
Taking you home at nighttime would be Glenn Ordway and Lucy, and then bringing you in from 2 to 3 a.m.
Here we go.
Alex
Reed. Thank you, Jermaine.
Excellent.
Alex, does politics have a place in sports talk
radio? It most notably does. Thank you for asking that.
No one cares about what Alex
is
talking about.
I have a plan, you see. The newspaper industry is dying, so we're going to take all of your hard-earned dollars.
Really good.
Yes, at least 40%, and give it to John Henry, Jeff Bezos, and other billionaires.
Everybody can come back in. I know he's almost done.
Also, we need the tea in Mattapan. I have a lot of policy initiatives, Will.
Do you live
he's
in
the Elizabeth Warren of the dummy debate.
Do you live in Mattapan?
I'm closer now than Ron.
Will, you're going to reel this in.
I'm closer there now than I used to be.
You're not in Mattapan because you said you're on the south end Roxbury
line.
So therefore, I am calling you a fraud because you don't live in Mattapan. You're not like the Mattapan residents.
I know the plight of the less fortunate.
I have a good friend who lives in Mattapan. My kid practices at the Matterhut all the time. Alex Reamer is a fraud.
This is where you say you're taking my time.
Like you're taking my time, reclaiming my time. Please. We have to figure out, so is the middle going to be questions like that?
No, this is a trial, right?
Yeah,
no,
a trial.
We're
or maybe a competition.
Will's sort of, he presents the picture that we want, right. And
are we going to involve Jerry and Mutt in this? I mean, they have to be involved. It's their show, after all, that we're trying to be a part of.
I've heard there's been three moderators in a panel.
I mean, they have to be involved, don't they? It is the Mutt and Callahan show.
You're trying to do it in the morning.
I am patterning my
debate is going to be in the morning, a 7 a.m. debate.
We don't know this. No, we're working all this out.
Right, I am patterning my style after Donald Trump.
You are. There's no level you won't go to.
Right. And I will cut in, jump in when I feel like somebody. Yes, when somebody
LGBTQ,
you will criticize the moderator
community.
Well, if he needs criticism.
Okay.
So, and I finally get the channel mater, Liz Warren.
Huh?
Be ready. Be ready for the bifocals, the pantsuit. It's gonna be all out there.
He will be
wearing
a pantsuit.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll be wearing a pantsuit.
I've accumulated quite a few over the years.
Just wear the Michelle Obama heels.
I love Michelle Obama.
I said the heels.
I can wear her heels just fine. Can you? That can be a part of the competition.
Will, does this make you more excited or less excited to be part of this?
much less.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
You know what it is? What's the name of it again?
Debate for Dummies.
It's a debate for dummies. So once you jump into that, you're in that world.
I'm
now.
I love it. I embrace being a dummy.
I like Will's part of the EI family.
It's like the Matrix.
This is the next level.
Once you're in the Matrix, you're in.
See, he's I've done the debut audition here, and his eyes light up a lot less. Alex, you've done your job.
Yeah, next.
He's so disappointed.
Coming up next,
Bridget in here.
Coming up next,
Chris Villani,
Nick Fryer. Come on in. We'll bring in the Bradfoe gang. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Thank you, Will. We'll hear you soon. Top of the hour.
Oh yeah,
Red Sox. Bradfoe's
going to join me. Happy Father's Day.
I said, listen, let's not talk Red Sox until July 22nd.
Do you know what Will's son's named after Ovechkin?
Alex Ovechkin?
Yeah, his middle name is Alexander. Yeah.
Why? After Ovechkin.
Because you love Alex Ovechkin so
my
much.
My wife is 8.5 months pregnant when
Russian,
they won the Stanley
Cup. Or are you a
Cup.
Russian sympathizer?
I am an operative.
Or are you sure he wasn't?
Puts me in a great spot to moderate the debate.
Are you sure he wasn't named after a great king who pulled a sword out of a rock?
I'm pretty sure.
Are you sure? Do you know who that is?
No.
Let's say that you're not well-read.
Merlin?
He don't know
Alexander
who Merlin
the
is.
Great.
He don't know who Merlin is.
Oh, that's great.
You know who Merlin is?
I do not.
Yeah, right. See, he's not well.
No, I read the Odyssey once. Very long book.
Ask him who AOC is.
Very long. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Or ask him who Bernie Sanders is.
Oh, now that's going to be hard. Who do we enjoy? Maybe I will have somebody accompany me to the debate. Maybe Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris.
Why don't you have any black people accompany you? All
Corey
white
Booker.
Names.
Corey Booker can come behind
free
me.
Free sports talk radio.
Yes, I like Corey Booker.
You know what? The two black guys who went to my party,
give everybody retribution, so
they're
I'm with Corey.
Retribution.
A community service commitment requirement for all radio hosts.
Will, thank you. Thank you for putting your best foot forward.
Same thing. Will, thank you. Coming up next, we have media stars, including, one who's going to, I think, get even with lots of people. And also, we will certainly relive the Andy Hart, Mark James battle. We'll do that next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Becca Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfoe on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
We are all made of stars, that's right. We are all media stars. But there can only be three each week. And here we are again. Nice to be here, gentlemen.
Oh, did you have a good time today, Alex? Do you feel like part of the show?
I had a better time, yes.
You better time than last week?
I'm still not there.
You
gotta wait till tomorrow morning with
you,
the real KNC.
I sat in the parking lot in 99 down in West Falmouth.
We love the 99.
Oh, we love it. And I had a great time, Cape Cod League Managers Brunch. But just before I went in there, I sat and listened to you guys for 15 minutes. It was the most awkward 15 minutes
Why?
I've ever listened
to. We're going to have done tons of shows with each other at this point.
I know. But
I gave him the platform to.
But Wiggy wanted to do this. You said you admitted you did not want to talk about this.
And all week, I didn't play into the morning shows games at all.
You weren't too good a couple hours later.
Cool, calm, and collected. Absolutely.
Yeah, but see, the thing about it, you're really not, because if it was, like you said, the old show, and Kirk had you sitting across,
right.
you would have, and he said, hey, How do you feel?
Yeah, because Wiggy, it's punching, because that's punching up. Me, not you, punching down.
What's
it's punching,
punching
down.
Like, I
I'm
never
punching
really
down you. I want to be nice to
down.
You.
What's punching down?
I like, am full-time. You are not. So
you're
it's
not
punching down.
You're full-time on the .com side.
No,
you're not
I'm not full-time
like,
on the
like,
.com
in the
side.
Words of Andy Hart, you and I are equals.
No.
If anything, if anything,
my minority status is greater than yours.
If anything,
there's fewer of us than there are of you.
If anything, I might have a little in the on the on air side. I might have a little bit more of an edge because I get more time than you during the week.
Well, that's only because the other shows are afraid of me. Dale and Keith are. I'm so outlandish, Wiggy. So crazy, so vicious. They're afraid to have me.
No, because if
in
you
the
were, they would love to have you because that would bring their ratings up.
It would bring their ratings up, absolutely, but they don't want that because I'm too vicious.
All right, let's
I'm
go media stars. Let's go. We're going
to
run out of time.
Why? You don't want us to...
We've done this. No, we've done this.
I'm just trying to figure out what punching down and punching up.
I told you, Alex. I told you I walked into Starbucks the other day. A guy I see in there all the time.
Yes.
He said, you know what? My wife was so disappointed. She said she was waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for media stars, and they never came.
When? Last week?
No,
we
it was, two, it was
week.
2 weeks ago.
That's
we
not
did
true.
Them very,
we did
very,
them.
We did them very, very late.
Well, we're also doing it late. This
but
is the end
but
of the show.
This shows you exactly how popular this segment is. So let's get at it.
Well, you know who's going to be very popular on Twitter? Our third media star is going to take over social media, O.J. Simpson, who had a Father's Day message this morning.
Hey, Twitter world. You know, for years, people have been able to say whatever they want to say about me with no accountability. But now I get to challenge a lot of that BS and set the record straight. More importantly, I'll be able to talk about everything, especially sports, fantasy football, and even politics.
Oh, no.
But for now, let me just say to my fellow fathers out there, Happy Father's Day, and God bless.
Should have him on the dummy debate.
I'd love to see.
Oh, yes.
Maybe O.J. Simpson could be our moderator.
I'd love to see
looking
what, is,
for work.
What is politics talk is.
I'm very afraid of
he
that.
He has a formal invitation as the fourth on the dummy debate.
I mean.
I followed him.
Is O.J. Simpson going to use his Twitter account as a platform to just attack people? Who,
no,
you know, criticize
like
him for being a murderer.
No, it didn't sound like, sounded like he wanted to give his side of the story.
I don't know what side there is besides lies.
Are you he's an OJ stuff. Guy?
No. I'm just saying. Right. He's got to be entertaining to watch.
You had an OJ theory, though, on the morning show this week.
No, I said back when it first came out, I was in support of OJ, like a lot of black guys
right,
were.
Right. Which I totally understand, by
the
way.
I mean, back then, that it was a volatile time. It was a lot of things. You know, we felt like, here we go. They're trying to take down another brother.
Here's what's ironic, though. OJ did not consider himself to be black. He
thought
he was
that.
Above race.
But
so that's
we
the
still,
ironic thing about it.
Tiger Woods doesn't either, but we still, at the end of the day,
they adopt him.
We look at it like, bro, if you're in a lineup and they look at you and they say, okay, you can only go one way or the other, you're coming to the black side.
Do you know who came to my aid, my side, during my overnight shift? Media star number two. Do we have the horns? First of all, this is a shared award, Rob.
Okay.
Egalitarian Society, the whole WEI.com Bruins team. Matt Kalman, Scott McLaughlin, Aaron Marinofsky, others helping out all hours of
excellent
the day.
Job.
Literally working 24 hours.
It is
great
a,
job.
It is a beast to go through.
And
a
Matt Kalman joined me for my overnight shift. The only call we had was Matt Kalman joined us right after 3 a.m., I was able to replay it at 4:30 as well, which I was very fortunate about. So there you go. A special tippity chateau to him. A loss is a loss, right. A fiery Matt Kalman. He was very lively and energetic still at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, because the adrenaline's pumping. It's like, why did the Bruins lose? And by the way,
they choked.
We have not talked about the Bruins at all. This, you know why?
I feel like it's all been said at this point.
Exactly. You know why? Because when the season ends, the season ends. The, you just
right,
fall
when the
off.
Season ends, the season
well, no, when
ends.
It comes, when it comes to hockey, in 2013, same exact thing happened. When they lost, boom, it is done. Yeah, okay, you don't have a party here.
It is done, yes.
No.
They don't, isn't that the way it works?
No, the conversation is done. Yeah. That's it.
But it's
it
been
is.
Said. I mean, want to
don't
re-
talk hockey
want to relive the first line and how they don't score.
Is Chara good? Who knows?
What's Mark James call the first line?
The nun line?
The, right.
I don't even understand
and
that
then
one.
David F. and Pasta?
Pasta F.
Right.
Yeah, I'm the one who's prepackaged with you.
I said he is. I mean, he's completely.
Which is going to be difficult in the debate. You have to be light on your feet.
Yeah, he's not.
I win that one then. Number one, speaking of which, our number one media star.
I, I love how the horns always makes Wiggy giggle.
The heartthrob, Andy Hart, for his beatdown on Mark James yesterday.
I hosted the longest nationally syndicated sports talk show of all time. Like, more people know Jim Rome than a podcast on Patriots.com.
So your claim to fame is you know Jim Rome?
No. I actually don't know him, but I'm saying...
I worked alongside Tom Brady for 20 years. Okay. That doesn't mean I'm Tom Brady.
No, I know that, but I'm saying I actually hosted his show.
How many times? Once? Twice? Three times?
Probably like 30 times.
Great. Okay. I don't care. I never heard it.
But more people heard that, me interviewing Steph Curry on there, than they heard your Patriots.com pissy-ant podcast.
Well, it's not a pissant podcast. Okay. I can tell you more people listen to that than you're probably listening
Jim Rome?
To us right now.
Then Jim Rome?
No, get out of the past. Okay. You filled in for Jim Rome.
Wait, so back up. You talk about stupid things.
Just because you didn't listen to a
more
podcast.
More people listen
no
to a pissantpatriots.com podcast than WEI.
Gets people in trouble in this.
No, then WEI?
Right now?
No. Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I love how he kept going to Jim Rome.
I know. It sounds like such a name-dropping loser when you play that.
Mark built the Jim Rome show himself from the ground
up.
Yeah,
you know, 30 shows. Oh, so you know Jim Rome. I don't even know.
30 shows, and we found out that Jim Rome has done 10,000 shows.
At least 10,000.
At least so. I mean,
yeah,
what's the percentage?
The arrogance is unbelievable on Mark James. The guy doesn't even have a job at this point to think that he's above hosting with Andy Hart. He's been on the station way longer than he has.
He goes into it, but sometimes you fall into his cat. He goes into the,
I do. I agree.
You can't do this. I can do a four-hour show by myself. It's not really, and Andy Hart goes, it's not that hard. It's not that hard.
It is hard.
It isn't.
2 to 6 a.m., baby. Hardest shift I've ever done around
here. Well, you're just basically
talking They're going to name the studio after
hours.
Me.
Mm. I'm going to be on with Andy Hart tomorrow on the Dale and Keefe show with no Dalian. I think he had to jump
still
in a
spaceship. Morning.
Yeah, he's jumping a spaceship. So I'm going to ask.
He's out of Dale jail.
Well, I'm going to ask Andy Hart because I thought he completely, a buddy of mine who's a cop in Boston is looking for him because of the assault that he put on Mark James.
Wow. What do you think, Rob? You're going to go to the wall and defend Andy Hart? Mark James says he's not a radio guy. And really
As I said before, that was the highest compliment you can give anybody, saying you're not a radio guy. It's true. It's fact.
But Andy Hart made Mark James just, he was like, he was bumbling with his words.
What makes a radio guy? You know, what makes...
Somebody who filled in for Jim Rome 30 times.
All right, okay.
Somebody who could do a show by themselves.
All right, so what is the most important part of doing a radio show, of understanding what people want to hear, how to construct a show, right? How to figure out what is the most important things, find angles, find entertainment. None of that has to do with being a radio guy. He's classifying being a radio guy as being able hit the clock time.
But that's what they'll say. I could do a four-hour show by himself.
Well, what they want to hear is they want to hear more Rob Bradford, because that's what's coming up next on these airwaves.
Yes.
Red Sox pregame. Jermaine, happy Father's Day to
moderator.
You.
I'm happy to be together again.
Thank you.
Yes, very nice. We'll be back next Sunday.
Happy Father's Day to Bradford.
Happy Father's Day.
You too.
Father's out there.
Yes, happy Daddy's Day, everybody. Will Fleming, Rob Bradford, coming up next for Red Sox pregame. Then, as you said, the Mario man himself, Mpemba.
That's right.
And Castig on the call.
Mario Brothers. We're your brother.
Red Sox O's. Well, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.